What can you say about the impact that the mixture, rather, of drugs and a lot of hate in the air and race wars, all everything that you said so far, what does it all boil down to in your head?
Well, I don't know. The race was a little bit out of my hands. I guess people were just tired of being treated like shit. But the drugs and stuff, it's probably a survival method I used, because I didn't know how to grow up. I didn't know how to realize that whatever happens to me for a reason. A reason for me to learn more about myself. And I didn't know how to handle rejection, which I know life is that. Life, you will get rejected, you will get sad, people will leave you, people will die. But what you have to do is try to appreciate everything that you have now and the people that are around you. I didn't know none of that stuff then. So that's the reason I got involved in that. But I was lucky enough to learn through situations in my life that I had one choice. I could continue that lifestyle, or I could change my lifestyle. And the situation I was in, it seemed to me, because I remember when I was 13 years old and my parents got a divorce, and I never seen my father, and that really bothered me. Actually kicked my ass because he was too busy partying and living his life. That when I knew I was going to become a father, I wanted to be a part of my daughter's life. So through the situation that I was in, my marriage lost because both of us partied and both of us had different priorities, that I had a choice one night. And I remember this black cop telling me, up in Pittsburgh, California, you have a choice. Your marriage is over, but think about your kid. And out of all the times and all the warnings and all the time people said I had a drinking or a drug problem, I probably believed I had one a long time ago, but when that cop told me that, it was so profound to me that he was absolutely right. And that night, I quit using drugs and drinking.